This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are back here on the morning shift into our 7 o'clock hour. It is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. You guys do a little racing?
Yeah, but last night, I'm injured. I'm injured, Tiff. Yeah, we did. I'm injured.
You're in? Wait, yeah.
I think I banged my neck up.
What, did you hurt your thumb?
Damn, that's hateful. I got hurt working out.
Oh,
I hurt my
bad,
neck, my back, something.
You're saying that's to blame for your poor performance last night?
No, the AI car decided to boot me in the middle of a turn.
Tiff, this guy is going to die of a heart attack in the simulator. I mean, he is going to...
It's that mad?
It's ridiculous. Like, to the point where he will stop talking. He will dog cuss the computer and just stop talking for the last 30 minutes of the race.
Not
like, it's
surprised.
Crazy. And then he's like, all right, bye. And hangs up, you know, with everybody else that's in the league.
I feel like I would...
It's crazy.
Your description of what takes place is probably accurate. I'm not
No, it's... You know, he's not... I'll tell you it's accurate. I will 100% back him up on what he's saying. I'm very much like a Kyle Busch or Ryan Blaney attitude on there. I get on the radio, which is our FaceTime, and I scream at the other driver, even if it's AI.
Wait. So you guys are on camera, too?
Yeah,
we do a FaceTime so we can communicate.
So what do you guys have like have tripods like and set up your?
I do. I have one of those. I have one of those selfie sticks that Amy bought that has a tripod thing. I stand it up.
I have I have one that I use for podcasting, but also sometimes I use my iPad. So yeah.
But now
game and stuff.
HBO Max, Tiff, has this thing now where it's an in-car camera feed for every driver in the Cup Series, and so you can watch.
Really cool, by the way.
Different can I guess there's a person operating each one, but there's one on the front, one in car, one in the back. They flip around, but you also have the radio communication, so you could hear like the crew chief or the spotter tell the driver, you know, the plan, like, hey, we need to come in and get 4 tires, or if there's a guy on your high side, clear, you know, you're clear. Well, also you can hear the driver talk back like, this car's a piece of crap, or that idiot hits me one more time. And I'm the latter where I start screaming about the AI cars or a ruling where I get, you know, black flagged or like, caution doesn't come out.
He's stressed, I will say. Like I genuinely enjoy it. Like I think I finished like next to last place last night. And I genuinely enjoy it. And I don't know that Bo actually enjoys the racing league. I don't know that he actually has fun.
I quit every.
It's supposed to be like a breakaway from
reality.
Yeah, it's
supposed to be a leisure activity.
Supposed to be fun.
He's an energy vampire when it comes to that racing league. He will suck the life out of the room. The freaking car! He punted me. I'm like, it's a computer, dude. Like, it's a computer.
I'm competitive. I don't like losing.
You can be competitive and still not lose your mind like that.
Not when I, you know what grinds my gears? There you go. More than anything is when I put in work and it's not rewarded. When I put in effort and it's not rewarded.
When you practice,
I try to learn.
I practiced a lot yesterday too.
I try to learn.
Work out for me.
And then people go in there and just drive however they want and they turn out fine. But they get a ruling that works for them, and I put in all the work and time, and I get
Before we move on.
Nothing.
How many times do you think you wrecked last night?
Let's see.
Would it be over under 4.5?
No, it was 4, I think, on the dot.
Okay. All right.
And
so
I
the
was
under. The under
I
by
was,
half. All right.
I was twice. It was not my fault.
Right. Okay.
I would one time was what I would call an act of God. Because, you know, tire wear goes away. And then the other was absolutely on me.
What?
Oh, God.
Well, you know, it's like there's nothing you can do.
Isn't that usually nature? Like, isn't that usually what?
Well, tires going away and the track changing, maybe, you know, that I consider that.
You know what they say in racing, nature. Man? You hang out with all the squirrels, you're bound to run into a nut every now and then. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, that's what they say.
Yeah, well. Are you calling me a nut?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Sounds like you were calling the AI a nut.
The AI booted me in the middle of a corner. He just ran into the back of me, Tiffany.
All right.
I mean, it's not the first time that you and I have had a conversation about someone running right into the back of you.
You know what?
But
I had to get a new car, and when I was trading in my old car, they were like, how this dent get on the hood?
I ran into my coworker.
And I was just like, it happened, you know, a couple years ago. Just never got around to it, so... one thing you're hoping the Falcons get around to.
Oh, they run into a pass rusher.
There is running into a pass rusher in free agency. There is a list put together by David Deshant of The Athletic of the top 10 free agents at every position. So we're focusing, of course, on the pass rushers. And hopefully the Falcons can maybe target some of these guys. Josh Sweat with the Eagles, Khalil Mack, the Chargers, Malcolm Kuntz, the Raiders, Chase Young, the Saints, Hassan Reddick, the Jets, DeMarcus Lawrence, the Cowboys, Deo out of the Colts, Joseph Osai, the Bengals, Baron Browning, the Cardinals, and Azeez Ojulari with the Giants.
I tell you who I would take a two-year deal that's really essentially a one-year deal is...
I said Ojulari. I butchered that last name. Ojulari. Ojulari.
Look at me.
You. I can
say
names. Look at you.
Khalil Mack. I would take
I know. You're. Oh, yeah, the pronunciation.
Yeah, because that's what he said. But I would love Khalil Mack here. You know, because you got Braylon Trice... You got Ebba Cady, and who knows where you could go in the draft, defensive line-wise. But imagine a guy like that coming in here. I mean, a real leader, guy invested, coming in here on a contract and saying, I'm not the guy I was 8 years ago, but I'm still pretty freaking good, and I still know how to do the job, and let's go get some quarterbacks, boys. I'd love that, man. That would be awesome.
I think, listen, I'm not going to argue with that at all. I think that yes, given your current situation, any of those guys, let's just call it what it is, any of the guys on this list, we would celebrate. We would come in here and be like, yes!
Well, it's the
every
thought of
single one
it.
Of them.
We celebrated Judon when he got
I know.
Here.
I mean, yeah. I remember walking into to Raheem's presser that day and Flowery Branch and actually asking questions because I was so intrigued by the move. And remember, that was 48 hours after Braylon Trice was put on IR. And so we were excited about that. I will say there is some intrigue. We brought up this name earlier, Azeez Ojulari, who obviously went to Marietta High School, Georgia Bulldog. There is some intrigue for me around value because I think that he's a guy that's probably – how many times have we talked about guys in different sports are starting to mature or whatever it is, reach your potential – I think given the situation, given the fact that he's from here, given the fact that where he is in his career, if you sign him 2 years, $15, $16 million, I think there's a lot of intrigue to that. Like, I think he obviously has the capability. He's going to, you know, he's going to weigh in at, you know, 6'3", 6'4", 240, 250, something along those lines. If he can come in and give you any kind of bump in terms of some of those depth pieces. Remember, this is a team that started on defense last year, game one, James Smith-Williams. And that's like... Anything we can get over the top of that in terms of adding money, you know, talent, speed, whatever it is to the defensive front, I think you got to go there. I don't know that we're in a position right now to say, hey, 2 years, $40 million, whatever it might cost you for one of these other guys. But I think you look down the bottom of that list, like I said, the value pieces I think are intriguing. I think you back that up, and I've said it all along. I've started to fall in love with the thought of Walter Nolan as a guy that we bring in because of the lack of depth in the middle. He's a three-down player. You pair that with a signing like Azeez Ojulari, you're not too far down the road financially to where you can't back out of that situation.
And with Ojulari, you're getting, as you brought up, the hometown kind of feel of it. So it's like the cherry on top of all the other stuff.
Yes.
When you get a guy that went to Georgia and is from the area, I think that's something that would make fans even more excited.
He's got 22 sacks in his four-year career. He actually had eight his rookie year, which was that was the only year he played 17 games. He's not been on the field. He played 17 games in year one, and then he played 29 the last 3 years. Would you pay? Because Spotrac has put out there, and that's a salary website for all the leagues in over the cap or two of the best. Would you give him 2 years, $15 million?
Absolutely.
See, I would too.
Absolutely, I would too.
Because I think,
and I honestly think the ranking of 10th is probably. You remember, like around the trade deadline, he had some buzz that was being generated.
I think he was one of the two hottest names out there of realistic names that could be shipped out.
Yeah.
I think he was one of the two.
And we were, you know, I was along the lines of, hey, bring him home. You know, it is what it is. So I just listed him 10th on that list, I think, is a little bit tough for me. I don't think by any means he's actually, you know, hit the stretch. But again, that's a younger guy. He's 25 years old right now. Let him – how many times in the last month have we talked about Trae Young and him talking about, hey, I'm older now, I'm not 19, I can actually communicate with the referees. Him, that quote, like, that happens in football a lot too. You get in the NFL, you get a little bit of money, you don't lock in maybe as much as you should, and then all of a sudden it's like, I'm 25 years old, I've still got a solid few years left if I want to. Bring that man home. Well, let him develop here as a pass rusher. Let's pay him whatever, $7.5 million a year, and I'd be fine with that.
And guess what? Turns 25 in June. I mean, that's that age that you know, we talked about earlier. At Pete Prisco said on one of their free agent shows that the age NFL teams want their overall age, so their average age for the entire roster, they want it to be around 26.
Yeah.
And so when you go sign free agents, you want to sign them at the ideal age is signing a free agent at 26 years old. So if you get a couple years out of Azeez Ojulari, and then maybe he comes in here and you go get Walter Nolan, or you go get Jahad Campbell as a linebacker to make your linebacking core better. I don't know. I think it gives you more
rangy linebacker.
It gives you more flexibility in the draft where you don't have to. You can truly go get the best player available, and you still can get defensive line help later in the draft because of the depth. But then if he comes in here and has an 11 sack season, dude, extend him today. Like, you extend him immediately because it's so much cheaper to extend your own players than it is to go get them on the open market.
I'm with you, man.
I don't disagree with that. Out of all the guys on the list, then, you guys seem to be most high on landing Ojulari here. Is that what I'm...
It's just all about value, Tiff. What are we doing with the other big contracts defensively? And if you start clearing them out and you do create some more room, then yeah, I mean, I'd love to have one of these guys at the top of the list.
Yeah.
It's just not realistic right now for what, you know, for the situation that this team is in. Yeah. So I think value, all about finding value right now until you've cleared Kirk Cousins off the books, and then you can make a bigger splash.
I'm not more optimistic about Hassan Reddick at this point in his career. He showed me last year than I am Matthew Judon. To me, they were two guys in the exact same spot, and neither one of them did enough at all.
Well, what a fairy tale story it was for Saquon Barkley in Philadelphia, and now he is reaping the benefits of joining that squad in more ways than one. We'll tell you what's up for him next when we return here and go in the huddle on the morning shift on Sports Radio 99 The Game.